Hare Krishna. Divyanam is asking questions that in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that someone who deals equally with all living entities is considered to be advanced living entity. So what does it actually mean to deal equally with all living entities? And the answer, well, there's different parts to this answer. Let's consider that Krishna is present in all living entities. He says in the Gita, Ishvara Sarabhutanam Riddeshe, he is in the heart of every living entity. Yantra Rudani Mayaya. That means that wherever you see life, whether it be in a plant or it be in a demigod, Krishna is present there. He says, I'm the life of all that lives. So Krishna is present everywhere. And along with Krishna is the living entity, the soul. And of course, all souls being equal manifestations of Krishna's marginal potency. So they're also Krishna. They're also Krishna's Shakti. So this is the way in which we see, well, everybody is equal. Therefore, I have to, in my mind, because generally Krishna is giving this advice to Gyanis, I have to offer the appropriate respect. However, wherever we hear this word that it's one, then there's also the concept that it's also different. So yes, then there's also a difference. What is that difference? Well, Krishna's in the heart of a lion, Krishna's in the heart of a little kitten. But while you may embrace a kitten, although I don't advise it, but it's safe to, but you don't embrace a lion. That's neither advisable nor safe. So you deal with different entities differently. Why? Well, because of their varna. They have a different nature. And because living entities act according to their nature, so you reciprocate with them equally. And that's the principle here. So see that Krishna is present everywhere. Have respect for life wherever it is, but then respectfully know the different ways to relate to those different forms of life, for the very reason that they are different, and therefore they should be differently treated. Okay, so that's that was one part of what I wanted to say. The other is that Krishna is not just in the hearts of every living entity. Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is everything. Krishna is different from everything, but he's everywhere and he's in everything. Mayatatam idam sarvam jagadavyaktamurtina matstani sarvabhutani. So Krishna is in every living entity. Krishna is in everything. Nothing is separate from him. So more than just seeing that, yes, Krishna is in everything that lives, we actually recognize that Krishna is in everything that is. And then, of course, once again, we deal with the different material elements differently. We, for instance, deal one way with water and another way with fire. There are bina prakriti rastadha. Krishna says they are my separated material energies, but still we treat them differently. So having this vision and cultivating this vision, Krishna concludes his instructions to Uddhava and the Bhagavatam, saying that a person should develop this vision of oneness and treating all living entities equally. And he gives a sadhana for that. He gives a sadhana offering obeisances to all living entities. Now that's really interesting. He says, and you should continue to do that until it comes naturally. Obviously, when you're offering obeisances, you're giving respect and you're verbalizing respect, so it's understood that you will feel respect. In due course of time, by that sadhana, you feel feel respect without even having to offer obeisances, because that becomes your natural disposition. So what's the benefit of these offering this respect and this treating all living entities equally? And that is that one learns to see Krishna. In other words, rather than just seeing the material energy, that's seeing Maya, we see Krishna everywhere. And of course, although Krishna is everywhere, but at the same time, Krishna is different from everything, and we should also keep that in mind. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this Devadasi singing, and he was so enthralled that someone was glorifying Krishna in such a beautiful way that he went running after her. And good thing was that Govinda cried out that it's a woman, and Lord Chaitanya stopped. So a woman for her husband is a source of devotional advancement. A woman for a sannyasi is someone to keep a respectful distance from. So you have to be able to see that for what is also Krishna, that is also the material energy. In this way, one becomes Krishna conscious, having this type of perspective Krishna's present, Krishna's presence. I was going to look for the word of this. Qualified presence, the qualified presence of the Lord everywhere, and qualified as I've given the example that he's present everywhere, and that you deal with things in a qualified way according to how you function with those things in the material world. A kitten, a tiger, a wife, a woman, and so on. Hare Krishna.